On this particular Friday, Senate Secretary Liz Clark's cusbook is getting a lot of attention.
Somebody told me the fabric is called Fairy Frost. So it's sort of a, I would call it a turquoise blue, and it's got the Fairy Frost purple trim with some red rickrack over top. It also has the multicolored cat heads lining the hood and the pocket. It's more of a dress length with the ruffle. It feels like a muumuu to wear, so it couldn't be more comfortable.
Clark owns 5 cusbooks. She and other legislative staff easily join what's become a tradition among legislators who started wearing cusbooks to work on Friday about a decade ago. Anchorage Senator Liesl McGuire credits the idea to former Representative Mary Kapsner, an Alaska native from Bethel.
Back when she was in the House of Representatives serving, she had an aide named Katie Rell, and they started wearing cusbooks every Friday.
When Rell passed away from an illness, Kapsner and other women in the House of Representatives continued wearing cusbooks to honor her legacy. Cusbook Friday soon spread to the Senate, where now it's part of the Friday uniform for the pages. The Senate secretaries, the sergeant-at-arms, and her assistant also take part in the tradition. 3 of these cusbook-clad individuals on the Senate floor are men. Senator McGuire would like to see even more males embrace Cusbook Friday.
Part of what we are trying to do is get more masculine fabrics introduced. Our assistant sergeant-at-arms, Andy Higgins, has come out with some really bold, a black one with some gold piping. And so it would be nice to get the Senate president and the majority leader wearing a cusbook as well.
Eagle River Senator Anna Fairclough served with Mary Kapsner. Most Fridays, Fairclough can be seen wearing a cusbook. While she enjoys the functional purposes of the garment, like the big pockets, Fairclough says Cusbook Friday means something more.
It's a solidarity, per se, with the women around Alaska that we know where our roots are at. We know that there are traditional values in all cultures across Alaska that need to be respected, and it's our way of embracing that.
While a cusbook is a traditional Alaska Native garment, Senator McGuire notes most of those wearing cusbooks on Friday in the Capitol building are not Native.
Non-Native Alaskans take pride in celebrating the Alaska Native heritage. And I think that's something that I have really enjoyed seeing grow in this building in my 13 years here. It's something that I would not say was immediately a part of the culture, but it's certainly become a part of it.
Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson owns 4 cusbooks.
I love wearing it because it's so much more comfortable than anything else I wear.
Freshman Representative Harriet Drummond of Anchorage borrowed a cusbook from a friend for Cusbook Fridays. She says it fits her normal outside the Capitol style.
I like wearing hoodies in my off hours, and this is an appropriate type of hoodie to wear to work.
In the usual sea of dark suits and stiff collars in a state capitol, Cusbook Friday adds a touch of fun, color, and comfort to the work week. It's also a symbol of Alaska's diversity of cultures and people. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.